I just got the message. I pay $500 for an instructioner, and I don't know where to start. First things first, I'm going to tell you $500 is a lot of money. I'll be very, very honest with you here. I'm not sure if I would pay $500 for the instructors. However, it is important for us to acknowledge that each instructor has the ability and an opportunity to design an instructional that would cater towards a specific demographic with a specific content, with the hope of its being for it being purchased, and that instructor would be making money for what they offer. And if you choose to purchase such item, I hope that you are getting what you pay for in return. Let's talk about that for a moment, because this is the interesting part. I think, in my perspective at least, is not how much we pay for the instructional, but what we're getting in return. Okay, this is not much different than us buying a car, buying a house, or maybe a sunglasses. Some people will pay $5 for sunglasses and they are perfectly happy with it. Others will pay $400 for it and they still wish they would be better. So it's not how much you pay, it's what you get in return. What is the return on the investment you just made? Because ultimately, all the instructionals are investment. That's how I look at them. They are investment into your jiu-jitsu, investment into your future on the mat. And if you take things away from them, if you purchase that instructional and you love it, you embrace it, you studied it, you used it, you have some things that you learned from it, maybe it's worth it. And that is up to you. I am not the one to judge you here. I'm not the one to tell you whether it's expensive or not expensive. This is really very personal item, in my opinion. This is something that will vary from student to student, from person to person. Okay, here are a few things that I would look out for when I'm purchasing an instructional. One, quality of the content. What I mean by this, how is the instructional built? Does it have a specific focus? And the focus could be a specific position, specific concept, or maybe perhaps something catering towards a larger demographic of what it might be. Let's just say a blue belt level techniques. See, the focus doesn't necessarily have to be a half guard or a triangles or submissions. It could be also a topic that's generally overseeing a specific thing. But what is important that instructional is structured in some way. It is organized for you to have access. Okay, typically instructional would vary between, I'm guessing right now, 40 to 100 videos, depending on the size of it. And there's another item that I would really, really pay attention to. How big is the instructional? Some are very small. Some are 20 techniques, 10 techniques. I've seen some very small instructional for very small cost. And that's great because the return is worth what you invested into it. Now, others, as I mentioned, there are some expensive ones. I've seen some for $500. I actually, matter of fact, recently ran into some instructionals that were over $1,000. And that's all great as long as you are getting back what you invested, and that exchange is worth it for you. It's worth it for you. So one, quality content. Two, quality of material. And what I mean by this, how instructional is shot? What are the angles? Can you see everything? How is the explanation of the content itself? How is the sound? Can you hear the instructor? All that truly matters. Think about is this. I'll give you some drastic examples here. You have a best guy in the world teaching the best content, but you can't hear it. That instruction probably is not worth much. And vice versa, you can have a no-name, a black belt who's been around, but nobody really knows him. But his content is phenomenal. You can hear it. He has multiple angles. Now, that instruction could bring more value to you than the first one I just mentioned a moment ago. So one, quality content. Two, quality of the material, quality of the media that this was prepared. And three, I would really, really, truly look into if the instructor style matches yours. And this one, I think, is the most important out of them all. And what I mean by this, perhaps you are on a smaller side, and I am not trying to push any big guys away here, but I'm trying to paint a picture. Let's just say you're on a smaller side, $130, let's just say that. And you're purchasing an instructional, you're investing a lot of money in instructional from a super heavyweight. Can you learn something from them? I'm sure you can. However, majority of the things will be applicable towards the guys who are their size. And I think this is where a lot of mistakes are being made oftentimes by the students. They purchase an instructional simply because of the brand. They purchase instructional simply because of the perspective that the instructor created on social media or online. They really don't look at if that instructor is playing similar game as you would like to learn. Okay, if you are a smaller guy, perhaps a big guy game is not your thing, or vice versa. Maybe if you are on the bigger side, you don't want to learn how to invert. Maybe you don't want to learn the big dynamic or quick dynamic, a small guy game. That's really important to understand. What does the instructor do? How do they teach? What habits they have? What kind of jiu-jitsu they teach? In addition to the quality of the content, and qual of the media that they provide for you. Now listen, if all this was taken under consideration and you still love to purchase and invest into your future, I highly encourage you to do it. When I was starting jiu-jitsu, none of that existed. We had paper books. That's all we had. We had 6 pictures on a page. We flipped through pages and we kept scratching our head. How did he get from point A to point B? Because there was nothing elaborate. There was nothing dynamic or active to explain or help, short of us asking their instructor, and we always hoped that an instructor was available. Today, you guys are, well, I often say somewhat spoiled. You have access to instructors online. You have instructionals available almost everywhere, and BJJ Fanatics has done such phenomenal job making that available for everybody everywhere, but they're not the only ones. Be open-minded to look elsewhere. Selfless plug, if you like to dig into some of the stuff that I've been recording for the last 2 years, check out Roll TV, rollacademy.tv. Content is available there, over 1,000 videos. So, I mean, all that, all of it is really accessible. The matter is, are you willing to invest? Are you willing to study? Are you willing to really make your jiu-jitsu better? Continue training. Peace.
Thanks for listening. If you would like to engage and send me your comments, thoughts, questions, I'll be happy to bring it up to the show and help you out in any way I possibly can. You can find me on Instagram, RozhinskyBJJ. Until then, keep on rolling. I'll see you guys on the mat. Peace.